This is Dr. Minhas. I'm going to dictate the neurology consultation on a patient named Martin McManus, MartinMcManus, date of birth 05/17/1958, date of appointment June 8, 2023. Requesting a physician, Kayla Putnam, KAYLAPUTNAM. Dear Kayla Putnam, I have the pleasure of seeing Martin McManus today in my office. I appreciate you involving me in his care. Please rewrite the doctor name, Kayla Putman, P-U-T-M-A-N. Nurse practitioner, dear Kayla Putman, I have the pleasure of seeing Martin McManus today in my office. I appreciate you involving me in his care. As you know, he is 65-year-old left-handed Caucasian man who has a history of vertigo and tinnitus for many years. It is not a constant thing. With the vertigo, he feels room is spinning, cannot walk. He crawled to the bathroom during the attack. McLean helper. Feels lightheaded also. Vertigo is not often. He feels only when sitting and standing. No vertigo when laying down. Vertigo means head is moving. No, please rewrite again. If he moves the head quickly, he does not feel dizziness. He has a history of Bell's palsy on the both sides. Right eye cannot open completely. He is having pain in the left upper extremity. No neck pain. Past medical history. Arthritis, benign prostatic hypertrophy, chronic fatigue, chronic hepatitis C, chronic non-alcoholic liver disease, hypertension, irritable bowel syndrome, asthma, low back pain, anxiety and depression, erectile dysfunction, sleep apnea, vitamin D deficiency, vertigo, tinnitus, sensory neural hearing loss, past surgical history, fracture of the jaw, inguinal herniorrhaphy, liver biopsy, nasal surgery, allergy, no known drug allergy, medication, losartan, hydrochlorothiazide, amlodipine, Celebrex, socialisti, ex-smoker stopped smoking 30 years ago, ex-drinker stopped drinking 15 years ago, uses THC and CBD, is retired, married, lives with the wife, have two children, family history, mother deceased, father deceased, had hypertension, four sisters with hypertension, one with hypertension, no brother, review of the system. I personally review the general scan, metabolic endocrine, eyes, ear, nose, throat, pulmonary, cardiovascular, gastrointestinal, neurologic, psychiatric, and musculoskeletal system. I found out that he is having vertigo, lightheadedness, joint pain, joint stiffness, muscle pain, back pain, impotence, decreased libido, physical examination, blood pressure 140 over 80, heart rate 72, respiratory rate 16, lungs clear to auscultation, heart S1, S2, regular in rate and rhythm, abdomen, soft bowel sound present. Next supple, there is no carotid bruit, there is no jaundice, cyanosis and edema. Neurological examination, patient is alert, awake, oriented, time 3, speech, no aphasia, no dysarthria, pupils are equally reacting to light and accommodation, extraocular movement intact, there is no facial asymmetry, tongue is in the midline, shoulder shrug normal, hearing is decreased on the left side and on the right side, no hearing. Finger to nose, no dysmetria, there is no pronator drift, there is no rigidity, no tremor. Motor system examination, strength. Deep tendon reflexes 2 or 4, plantar responses are flexor. Sensory system examination revealed presence of pain, prick and vibratory sensation in both hands and feet. Gait, he has difficulty walking in a straight line and Raumak test positive. Assessment and plan, 65-year-old left-handed Caucasian man, whose history and examination is suggestive of following neurological problem. Number 1, labyrinthitis. Number 2, peripheral neuropathy. Number 3, vertigo dizziness. Number 4, tonsillar ectopia. Number 5, gait ataxia. Number 6, depression. Number 7, anxiety. Number 8, bilateral sensory neural hearing loss. Number 9, tinnitus. Next paragraph. Tonsillar ectopia is very small, and in my opinion, it is not giving him any symptoms. His balance problem is due to labyrinthine problem, but peripheral neuropathy is also possibility. Dizziness can be due to postural hypertension also. At this time, I would like to order EMG of the upper and lower extremities, blood test including B12, folate, TSH, hemoglobin A1C, iron, total iron binding capacity, and vitamin D. I would like to see him back in my office when all these tests will be done. Thank you again for asking me to see this patient.